From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. The United States has rejected Russian claims the chemical gas sarin that killed dozens of people in Syria last week came from an airstrike on a rebel-held munitions storage. The National Security Council issued a report Tuesday and said the Syrian regime and Russia are trying to confuse the world community about who is responsible for using chemical weapons against the Syrian people in this and earlier attacks. The NSC report said Syria's use of chemical weapons is unacceptable and poses a clear threat to the U.S. and the world. It also called on the international community to make a statement that this behavior will not be tolerated, although it did not specify possible consequences. During a daily briefing Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer argued Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was worse than the leader of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, because even Hitler didn't sink to using chemical weapons. Nazis gassed millions of Jews in concentration camps. Spicer's comments drew immediate rebukes from the U.S. Holocaust Museum, the Anne Frank Center, and a number of Democrats. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is calling on President Donald Trump to fire Spicer for downplaying the horror of the Holocaust. U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons program and asks Beijing's cooperation in reining in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump tweeted Tuesday, "If China decides to help, that'd be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them." This is VOA News. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says President Donald Trump has seen the troubling video of a passenger being dragged off a United Airlines plane Sunday. The video has unleashed a global social media platform firestorm and threats of a boycott. Spicer told reporters at a White House briefing Tuesday the incident was unfortunate but does not necessarily need a federal response. Because the Chicago to Louisville flight was overbooked, the crew asked passengers to voluntarily take another flight in exchange for financial compensation. When no one volunteered, the airline randomly selected four people, one of whom refused to leave until he was forcibly removed by three Chicago aviation security officers. The video showing the man being dragged from the plane and later returning with a bloodied face was widely circulated on social media, drawing angry reactions. Zambia's top opposition leader was arrested late Monday and is being held without charge, an opposition party spokesman told VOA. He says the government is accusing presidential challenger and critic Hakainde Hichilema of treason and that the arrest reflects poorly for the African nation. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Zambia's outspoken opposition leader has been arrested for the second time in just over 6 months, part of deepening fallout from a contentious August poll that both contenders claim to have won. Late Monday night, says opposition spokesman Charles Kakoma, police broke through the doors of opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema's upscale home, blocked the gates and the doors to prevent escape, tear gassed the occupants, and then took Hichilema away. Kakoma said police still had not charged Hichilema the morning after, and they had taken him to a police training academy for questioning. He said the party had been warned that this might happen because of an incident days before, in which Hichilema's convoy crossed paths with President Edgar Lungu's motorcade as the two men were attempting to attend the same ceremony in western Zambia. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. Navy says the USS Carl Vinson Strike Group is still participating in planned exercises with the Australian Navy. The announcement is in direct contrast to comments by the Secretary of Defense. Speaking at the Pentagon Tuesday, Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis told reporters the strike group originally was set to travel south for joint exercises with Australia, but canceled its role there when the warships were directed north to the Western Pacific instead. Mattis said the move north was announced in an attempt to explain why the USS Vinson wasn't in that exercise. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.